Sarah. Thanks for calling back.
Sure, sorry, I was just on the other line.
Huh?
I was just on the other line.
I figured that. I know you're busy. Now I'm to the point it's to connect your account, and it asks for the activation code.
Oh, great. So do you have the activation code for me?
Nope, I don't have an activation code.
Well, they should give you one. Usually when you follow all the steps, and at the end it gives you a caregiver mobile ID, and it's like a 6 or 7-digit number that they give you. You didn't get that?
Oh, so, wait a minute, maybe I'm not finished putting in the application. I don't know. Let me see. It said connect your account, enter the activate. Wait a minute, let me see.
When they send you the email, you usually have to set up a password.
When they sent me the email, they send you a password.
Not working.
Is that after I fill out the application?
This is
what it says, the HHA. I'm on this page now. I went back. Provider knowledge base. Oh, that's not it.
No, it's going to be what you do is you put your email and password in, and you go to the home page, and then put the email and the password in. You select English. You go to the 3 dots, and you put in your name, the last 4 digits of your social. Then you press update, and then you're going to log in. Now, your account is already created. You're just logging into it from the app because we already have an account for you on our end.
Okay, let me try it again. I think I know. Oh, I kind of got an idea. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.